This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. With such an insanity, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more. As I like to say, you know this. Do something more than nothing. You know, as we're hearing all this noise now that's going on, you're still not hearing about China. Right? You're still not hearing about what's going on in China. You're hearing bits and pieces. But most of what's going down, most of what's being shoved in your face is what Russia's doing. How bad Russia is. How tough Joe's going to get with Russia. Yeah, he ain't going to get... Yeah, right. Okay, whatever. Can you imagine Sleepy Joe getting tough with Russia? Give me a break. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And we need to discuss it more often. So, you know, I have a... Dr. Lin, who is a former U.S. Army officer and microbiologist, he's working as a senior analyst and commentator on China affairs with the Epoch Media Group, or Epic Media Group. I don't know why I keep calling it Epoch. I'll learn how to speak English someday. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we need. We need more and more people that are willing to speak about what's going on for real. Right? What they've got going, what's going on for real in China, in government. And you talk about people, guys, that are putting their lives on the line. They are putting their lives on the line. Any way you cut it. And it's too bad because, you know, we don't give them the credit. We don't give them, for lack of a better, we don't give them the kudos they deserve. And we should. So when these people come out and they've got speaking engagements going on, or they're coming out to you, a lot of times they'll do it at smaller clubs in a town. We should go out and meet and greet. We should go out and talk with them, discuss with them. All right. Well, Lori Lightfoot, I should say just Lori. Pretty much most of the Dems in these positions show their hypocrisy. Remember, none of them were going to get the shot, the vaccine. Remember that? Because, you know, Trump made it. Apparently he's got some lab we don't know about that he's there, you know, making this concoction in. And then Trump kept asking, remember, over and over and over again with all the violence going on in Chicago, asking the mayor, let me send in the federal troops. Let me send some troops in to help you out. We don't need it. We're doing just fine. We don't have any problems. And what happened with Lightfoot? She's now asking Biden to send federal troops to Chicago to help out. Let that sink in. And Independence Day weekend was a nightmare for her. 108 people were shot. Well, that's because guns came in from other states, other areas. How many people were shot in Chicago? Look, I'm not making light of this. I mean, people got hurt. Families got hurt. Now, they're playing this, they'll blame this on gun. See, gun violence has to do with guns. The perpetrators are never blamed. You ever notice that? Never. And in this case, they'd really be in trouble because almost 100% of this crime was black-on-black crime. Can't talk about that. Well, I just did. Two police officers were shot, children, including a 5- and a 6-year-old. It is a sin of a biblical proportion when your kids can't play in the streets of your neighborhood. I grew up in the streets of Boston. I grew up in a, I won't say a overly high crime area, because the mafia had a lot of influence there, and they weren't going to have it. They weren't going to have the cops coming down into their neighborhood. Women could walk to the store at night without being accosted. So there were ways to control this. I'm not saying we should call the mafia to control it, but you know what I'm saying. We didn't have these kind of killings going, and they still don't. But when President Trump offered to send federal troops to Chicago to do exactly what Lightfoot is requesting, she rejected it. What was her comment? Troops are forces that come from the military, and obviously that is not what is needed in Chicago. When she responded to President Trump, these are just classic. They're great. I made it clear that we don't need, we do not need nor want troops or any unnamed federal officers that we've seen in the news reports from Portland. I'm confident that I've made that point crystal clear on your behalf. That's great. Right? She went on to say, I remain committed and focused on the safety of all our residents and will never let the federal government ignore or trample on your constitutional right. Well, let me tell you what, lady. My constitutional right is to be safe. My constitutional right is to have a gun to be able to protect myself, especially when you won't. Not that you can't, but you won't. She didn't want to protect those people. She was not interested in that. Look at all the major cities where the Democrats have total control. Who suffers the most? In fact, Lightfoot even went and blamed Trump for the violence in her city. That one she's going to do. Which she claimed was a direct result of a failure of federal leadership. Who's she blaming now? I mean, Joe's in charge now. Is that what they used to say? When Obama was out of office, within 30 days, everything was Trump's fault. So, this is just amazing. You look at what they did with the... with this, you look at what they've done with the vaccines, we go down a whole list of stuff that they've been blatantly hypocritical about. Be back in a few minutes, don't go far. Joe Messina, your host.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it, car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up.
You hit the right number, right button, and everything works. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. So much appreciate the time you're spending with me again on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I do want you to be part of the solution. Yes, we're having trouble connecting to Dr. Lynn from Epic Media, Epic Times. We'll get him on, I promise. But, you know, and it's not like there isn't enough news going on that we've got so much we can talk about already. We were talking about mayor of Chicago, who felt that it was an assault on the Constitution. It was an assault on her people to have federal troops in Chicago. And then all of a sudden, just like that, they need federal troops, and it's good because she is committed to protecting those people in Chicago. Just ask her. Now, Joe Biden is an advocate of gun control. Right? And Lightfoot blamed Trump for a lack of federal leadership in keeping her city safe. She didn't want his help. She doesn't want him around. I ain't giving her any money. If I was him, I'd be going, I ain't giving you no money. But it's a federal problem. Joe Biden, who's an advocate of gun control, you know, they're buds, right? Has not been accused of failed federal leadership, even though gun crimes have increased in Chicago since he's been president. That's simple. It's almost as if Lightfoot, and they did this despite their faces. Think about something. They hated this country so much that they wouldn't allow President Trump to have any wins or do anything that might save somebody. That's right, they did it. That's how much they hate you. That's how much they hate this country. Right? Think about everything that's been done since they've been in office, what they've turned around, what they've done, how they've hurt you. You know, she chose to grandstand. She chose politics over the safety of her people. And now the same things that Trump has offered to people across the country, mayors, governors, and so forth, they all turned it down because they didn't want federal help. They didn't want the troops in there. All of a sudden, it's okay. It's good. It makes sense. And she blamed Trump's lack of leadership for her city's violence. Why is she blaming Joe for the same thing? Right? Just curious. And now she's actually, Biden wasn't offering it. She had to go out of her way to find him and ask him. It was that simple. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, let me see. Back in May. Right? She ate up Lightfoot. And called for Lightfoot to resign because she wasn't protecting your city. She wasn't protecting your people. You guys got so crazy with me when I said, you know what? She seems like a sane Democrat. Yeah, she's got some left. Do you really think, I'd love to know you guys in the chat room. I need you to answer this. Do you really think that Tulsi Gabbard would be doing what Joey B is doing? Do you really think that she would be so far left field? You think that she set herself? I think she set herself up for another run myself. So, former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard, she condemned Mayor Lightfoot explicitly for her racist media policy and demanded the mayor's resignation. Remember when Lightfoot said she would only give interviews to blacks? Do these people, do they hear themselves? Do they really care about racism? Do they really understand racism? Is racism now okay as long as it's against white folks? Because, you know, we all know the two wrongs make a right. You know how it works? Although my mom taught that two wrongs never make a right. Mayor Lightfoot's blatant anti-white racism is abhorrent, so said Gabbard. So I call upon President Biden, Kamala Harris, and other leaders of our country and of all races to drink. Now, why are you? Okay, Tulsi, what are you drinking? They're not going to do this. You know that. Right? But she's right. All our leaders should condemn racism. Isn't that what they were saying? When Trump was president, they were on the Republicans for not calling him out, for not calling racism out the way they wanted it called out. Oh, my God, they were condemning it like you wouldn't believe. Or them. But now it doesn't seem to matter anymore. All of a sudden, there's a whole different atmosphere, right? And Gabbard's correct, well, was correct to condemn her. Right, because Lightfoot's move is racist. She says it's in the name of balancing the racial scales. Really? Is that how it's done? So, you know, so now, You're going to sit back and decide how much violence had been done over the decades? You're going to commit that same amount of violence to somebody else because that lays the scales even? Oh, my God. Life had defended the explicit racist policy of her complaining that there are too many white people among the press. Right. And that has to be, and I'm going to get nailed for this, but I don't care. The only reason for that is because the press is racist. If the press is racist, then why do you listen to them to begin with? Why do you defend them so often? So let's say they're not racist. Okay? We're just having some fun here, right? Maybe there weren't enough black people that applied for the position that had the credibility or the creds, as they say, to have the job. Could that be possible? Or is it just that every black person or whatever group you're with gets the job no matter what because they've been put down for so long? Is that how that works? You know, it's a shame that in 2021, the City Hall Press Corp is overwhelmingly white, the city where more than half of its city identifies as black, or Latino, or AAPI, or Native American. Diversity and inclusion is imperative across all institutions, including the media. Okay, but to what end? See, this is what I would love somebody to come on and say to me, so what if you had to take race off the application? What if you couldn't put black or white on there? Right? What if everybody was given a number? And so what you did with that number is you had to put the number on the application, and you filled in the application, and now they lined up. Let's say they have five positions available. You get 100 apps, and they pull the best five. What if they're all white? What if they're all black? Does it really matter? I got the five best people for the job. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Joe Messina Show. Be back in a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that became a rallying point for white supremacists and helped inspire their infamous 2017 rally in Charlottesville will be hoisted off its pedestal this weekend and sent to storage, officials announced Friday.
The Lee statue and another Confederate tribute nearby are both scheduled to be removed Saturday, nearly 4 years after violence erupted at the Unite the Right rally. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressed concerns over the Biden administration's announcement of a plan to go door to door, providing assurance that the government was not keeping tabs on who is or is not immunized.
Targeted community by community door to door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Yeah, I know. Nobody ever... Some of my friends listen to the show, they hear some of the music that comes and they go like, is that you for real? Yeah, that's me. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me and comments that you make. So, you know, again, if you're not informed, don't make the comments. Don't get us all in trouble, please. All right, so we've got, I was talking about Tulsi Gabbard and how she went after the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, which well deserved by Lori. I don't know, can you call her a mayor? Because she's really not doing the job she should be doing. She's not keeping her people safe. It has become total politics for these people. And when you get to that point where it becomes total politics, you're not keeping anybody safe. Well, Chris Hayes, he said the crime growth is to the shocking proliferation of guns. Oh, God, boys. America's a violent place. America has a lot of guns. Last year, Americans got a lot more guns and got more violent. Now, it's not true. Just somebody mouthing off who has no clue and figures if they say it enough and they say it loud enough, you'll believe them. And hope to God you don't. You need to do your homework. MSNBC anchor Chris Hayes attempted to connect the rise in violent crimes in the U.S. to the recent increase in gun sales. You know, he said this a long time ago. The way they lay this stuff out, they don't even think about what they're saying. There are 350 or 60 million people in this country, right? Probably more. We just don't know they're here. We have, I think the last count was, 400 million guns that were registered? Maybe more? Yeah, I mean, the numbers are given you from 2 years ago, 380, 400 million guns that are registered in this country. Now, I'm not so ignorant that I don't think that there are a bunch of guns that aren't registered in this country. So let's say we have 400 to 420 million guns floating around. If you listen to what these people say, We should have mega mass shootings on a daily basis. Because the more guns that are sold, right? Because they're only sold for one reason. So you can go out and do mass killings, mass shootings. Didn't you know that? What's wrong with you people? Get on the program. On Wednesday, the All-In host discussed how more and more Americans are becoming concerned about crime as growing problems in the nation. And within the story, he proceeded to link the growth rate of violent crimes in cities to the growing number of gun sales from 2020. Can I ask you a question? Come on, guys. Work with me here. Listen. Do you think that all those people, I'll give you 80%. How's that? Do you think that 80% of the people shot in Chicago had legitimately purchased guns from local gun stores? Or even from another state and brought them in? Really, if you really believe that, I got some swampland I want to unload on you. The majority of the crime in Chicago is being done by black-on-black crime being done by thugs in the gangs. And I guarantee you they're not going buying illegal guns. Guarantee it. You look at the violence in New York City. Look at the videos. Who's the violence being conducted by? You think those guns were bought properly? Portland, Seattle. You think those guns were bought properly? Come on. Use your ability to think. One piece of the puzzle that seems not to get much attention is the truly shocking proliferation of guns in the last year. Now, that coincided with the rise of shootings and murder. Now, the casual relationship is not settled by any means. But 2020 was the biggest year for gun sales in American history. Right. Because we don't trust the government. We don't trust the press. We have to take care of ourselves because the government has decided to defund the police in many of these cities. What did they expect? Did they expect you to lay down and be shot? They expect you to lay down and be a victim? I think they do. I really do. They need the chaos to survive. When you have chiefs of police and sheriffs across the country saying, we can no longer protect you. In Los Angeles County, the county sheriff here finally said, because of the defunding, because of how many police our sheriffs have had, deputy sheriffs have had to let go, I can't protect you anymore, so I'm going to start issuing CCWs, concealed weapon permits. They never do that. I don't think there's never been, that I know of, in some of the research I've done, there's never been more than 1,000 of these permits issued in Los Angeles County. Never been even close to that number. And it looks like it's going to climb well over that by the time he gets done. Now, Chris Hayes, he's just guessing. He has absolutely no proof, no connection, nothing to the gun violence and gun sales. Right? He said the number of gun purchases in 2020 was based on the Washington Post analysis of gun background checks. And he concluded that there is a relationship between the increased crime and increased gun ownership. He can't. No. Last year, Americans bought 23 million guns. That's 64% increase over 2019. Well, let's go to the Washington Post and the federal data for background checks. Part of a larger trend, which is an acceleration of gun sales in the U.S. in the last 10 years, Hayes said. America is a violent place. America has a lot of guns, and last year America's got a lot more guns. Where's he talking about crime committed, where it's committed, who runs the cities? But if you take a closer look at the study, it weakens the relationship between these two facts. Firearms expert and founder of firearms news site The Reload, Stephen Katowski, he took to Twitter to show what an idiot Hayes really was. I'm sorry. You got to call it like it is, right? He said there's several reasons to believe gun sales spike is not driving the murder increase. In fact, it seems like the opposite is true. You know what's really funny? When you watch some of these videos, and you see the person being attacked pulls out a gun, or somebody there to protect the person being attacked pulls out a gun, what happens? Come on. You know the answer here. What happens? Yeah. The assailants go running in a different direction. They get out of there as fast as they can. Because they don't want any part of this. They really don't. Kutowski pointed out that the chart that Hayes uses as an example actually displays a gun background check spike, not a violence spike. In California here, you have to go through a check every time you buy ammunition now. Right? It's amazing to me how these guys come up with this stuff, and they want you to believe it, right? There was a poll done, a Rasmussen poll done in May. Came back to 73% of Americans believe that there's much more crime in 2021 than 2020. Hello? Burglary in San Francisco is up 73% from last year. And what's funny is to show you how mentally deficient the people running that city are, they keep relaxing the laws even more and more every single day. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You are listening to Joe Messina Show. Head up to my website of the same name, thejoemessinashow.com, and you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And I do appreciate the time that you're that you're working with me, listening, telling your friends, right? Because we can stop right now. But it, really, these people who hate guns, who have nothing, they want nothing to do with guns, hate guns, see absolutely no need for them. They'll find any reason they can. They'll twist any truth they can to show you why you don't need one. You shouldn't have one. Those are things of old. Civilized people don't do that anymore. These people have no clue. When we come back, I want to talk about the pro-transgender mob that beat a woman preacher, actually a multitude of them, and other conservatives outside of Los Angeles spa. Isn't that nice? What about all that love Trump's hate stuff? I got confused, I guess. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes,
Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And as I said earlier, Dr. Lynn is a former U.S. Army officer, microbiologist, and currently working as a senior analyst and commentator on Chinese affairs and public health topics for Epic Times, Epic Media Group. And Dr. Lynn, thanks so much for being with me. I really appreciate your time with me.
Joe, thank you for your invitation. Glad to join you.
Well, you know, this is always a fascinating topic for us, and especially, you know, here in the U.S., because you really, I mean, as of late, we hear a lot about China. Over the last few years, we've heard a lot about China, but basically, they've always kind of been on what we say is the back burner. We never really saw them as a major power to deal with, and now it's all changing, and the information is so convoluted and so mixed up, we never really know if we're getting the real story, if you would. And so I really do appreciate your time with me. And before we go on, tell my listeners a little bit about your background.
Okay. I grew up in China and then came to the United States for a graduate study. And so my PhD was on microbiology and immunology. And I myself was also a survivor for the Tiananmen Square massacre. So I understand the Communist Party's dictatorship and its harm to the Chinese people. And actually, you know, it's getting more and more clear to the international society now that people need to separate the Chinese Communist Party from the Chinese people and in China. And so I started to understand it better and better in the last 20 years because the Chinese government's continue cracking down on so many different religious groups in China. So I actually started involved in some human rights campaigns, and I also glad that I have a chance to serve in the U.S. Army as a microbiologist. And then after I separated from the army, I started work for the independent media, APOM media groups. Here I am right now.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate your service. I would thank you for, you know, working in the U.S. military. And I think people, you know, they don't realize that the Chinese, and I don't like to say it this way either, because there's a lot of great, you know, Chinese people, even Chinese nationals, that are not in totally with what the Chinese government is doing. So I don't want to paint everybody in the same corner. But I will say that when it comes to, you know, the way the Chinese Communist Party operates, they are very much in this for the long haul, aren't they? I mean, they're willing to play the long game and place the right people in institutions, you know, college institutions and that kind of thing, aren't they?
Definitely, the Chinese Communist regime have their long-term plans. Definitely, they send out a lot of the Chinese students with their missions connected with the Chinese Liberation Armies or the party central governments. And so they have did this systematic infiltration in the United States, trying to influence both the academies and some of the economy fields, and also they're very interested in the high technology field. So a lot of Chinese that happen to be very interesting in science and technology, and many of them are very good at them. So when they, being influence controlled or maybe even direct a spy of the Chinese Communist Party, definitely they had a great advantage to infiltrate in the United States as a graduate student or as visiting scholars or as sometimes a business person. So they have this systematic plan to infiltrate in the United States to steal the United States intellectual properties and, of course, other secrets from the military technologies,
right,
the economies. So they do this long-term plan for long time. Yeah.
No, it's true. I've been watching and I've been learning more and more about them as the years have gone on. It's just amazing to me. Now, you were telling me during the break that the party now is they're going after some new apps online, which is, you know, true censorship and because of the kind of information on it. Why don't you tell us more about that?
Okay, so this is about Didi Chuxing. This is like a Chinese version of Uber in China. It's the most popular apps for Chinese people to take, relatively short distance trips. And so this we simply call it Didi in Chinese. So it became so popular, it almost occupied 90% of the market for these short distance trips and business trips sometimes as well. And so they collect a lot of data in China, Inc., not only just about people's trips, their destinations, but a lot of information about China's different road, land, informations, even about government employees, their own activities, after work, all these information. So Chinese government is very, very interested in the data. And so even though the Chinese Communist Party already set up party branches inside these companies, but they still cannot freely access all the data they want. So the Communist Party recently enhanced their internet security laws. They, under this name, they want to have a better control on all the big data in China, right? So many of the companies, the well-developed high-tech companies have become their target. So they want this data because it's the national strategy for the Chinese Communist Party to build up a huge big data hubs, as well as use those data to train their artificial intelligence systems, plus the quantum computers, so they have better control of the society, sometimes even not just the Chinese people, but also for people outside China. For example, the TikToks, right? More than 100 million American people are using it. And these data, Chinese government can access it, so they can use it to understand more about American people's behavior, their habits, their, you know, critical information in their families, all things. They want these kind of information so they can have a digital power. Chinese people call it digital dictatorship. And the Communist Party is actually extending this digital dictatorship, not to the Chinese people only, but actually expand it to globally. So the DD Chuxing, the DD is also a very it easily become a big target for a Communist Party. So even the DD just successfully get on the New York stock market, but the next day, Communist Party order them to be scrutinized by the net police, the internet police, and then take their apps off the Chinese app stores. So it's a huge blow to the Chinese company, as well to other Chinese companies that already get on the New York market for in the past.
Yeah, and people don't realize how much China actually controls pretty much every aspect of life, whether it's the internet, what they see on TV, what they hear on the internet, and even some of the information that they're getting that sounds like it's coming from a mainstream U.S. source is actually a Chinese source. And they don't really, for the most part, you don't, if you're in mainland China, you really don't know what the U.S. is about, do you?
A lot of people yet have no idea how extensive the Chinese Communist Party can collect information globally, and also they can present themselves as American-based companies or maybe African-based countries. So sometimes it's very hard for people to track it. Just like last year, right, at the beginning when people are looking for internet conferencing tool like Zoom. Most people say, at the beginning, Zoom is based in California. It's a U.S.-based company, but you don't know when you're using the Zoom web conference, right? Your data is collected in China.
Yep.
It's very, very straightforward.
No, I've been telling people that for a long time. It's so many things that the Chinese government is collecting data from, because it's so hard to track what's online and where it comes from. And I think President Trump did the right thing by canning TikTok, because there's so much information in those popular apps, and data is king. Data is invaluable, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And they can do it very successfully. They can clone it, clone many different of these big app conglomerates,
mm-hmm.
Just like the Chinese model, like WeChat. You know, they can clone it and make it into different language. And so you have these popular apps even in Mexico, in Latin America. A lot of apps very popular in Latin America. It seems to be developed by a local-based company, because they can cater to the local interest so much right now. After they collect the data through AI analysis, through training of the system, they really, really can cater to local interest. They have Chinese-made apps that really know the local politics, local people's business. If you don't feel it, it's foreign. But the app actually was developed by a Chinese company. Yeah, so it's very tricky. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All right, Dr. Lin, we are out of time, and I'm sorry we couldn't connect earlier. We're going to have you back on again. I'm always fascinated by information coming out of China. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.